This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Jack Stockwell, here for another edition of What is Going On With You, Your Body, Your Health, Your Well-Being, from Jack's point of view, who is a NUCA chiropractor. Jack practices at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, with his wife. There are two aspects to the clinic, one of them having to do with the chiropractic care you get from a NUCA specialist, who is someone that's really focused on the upper cervical part of your body, your shoulders, your neck, that sort of thing. I know I always feel refreshed. And Jack said that I was better this time when I visited there a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. All right. And then the gaps part of the practice, which we always get to in one way or another during the course of our conversations. COVID, 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 and more COVID. So at the controls in our studio in Washington, Rich McFadden, who has been a part of my programs over the years, and he has COVID at the moment. So I asked him, in Jack's presence, about his vaccine status. Richie, do you want to report on your vaccine status, and then we'll talk about what that what it means.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I held out for a long time. I didn't want to get it. And then I actually had a couple of people I knew die. So I was like, all right, I guess I should probably go sign up
for
it.
Did they die because they didn't have the vaccine? They had not had vaccine?
He was not vaxxed. He was lived in Colombia. Was not vaxxed and died. And then another one was not vaxxed and almost died. And then that's when I was like, yep, I'm going to go. Because these were both guys like my age, you know, 5'11", 210-pound kind of thing, you know, 50-something years old. And I was like, yep, that's right in my group. So that's when I went and just said, okay, I'm going to go get it. So I got my first shot, I got my second shot, and now I'm like, with all the silliness that's going on, I'm done with any kind of vaxes or boosters or anything like that. But you know what? I think with the first variant and with Delta, I think it was probably, you know, I'm okay with the decision.
You're all right with your decision?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, so Jack has been, I don't want to characterize him as anti-vaxxer because I don't think that that's a fair nor is it a correct point of view. I think in this circumstance he has spent a lot of time talking to his patients. He and his wife done a lot of research. And for them, getting the vaccine was a no-no. And they've explained, he and I have had these conversations because I decided against his advice to get the vaccine, but it wasn't because of anything he said. It was because of what was in my own head and heart about my family and my, I'm not going to take on my whole family and say, well, you're all wrong and I'm right, because that gets me nowhere. So, and I'm not that concerned about what if any of the things that have been suggested, like, well, maybe this will happen in 20 years, or maybe that will happen, or maybe whatever is being put into your body is going to kill you. I didn't buy into that, frankly. I do understand what Jack and Mary have been saying. I guess I'm sympathetic to the point of almost being there myself, but, you know, it's an individual thing. And the political side of it, which is complete nonsense, the whole business of discrediting somebody because they are followers of this person or that political philosophy, that is jackass nonsense as far as I'm concerned. You need to understand from your own perspective, thinking for yourself, not letting somebody else think for you, how you make up your mind and how you do this. So, having said that, your observations, Jack, after listening to Richie's story.
Well, being the primary care physician for about 3,000 active patients and have seen over 20,000 since 1995, I look into this constantly. I am researching this constantly. And I always tell people, well, if you're going to start somewhere, start with Israel. I mean, they've gone from jabbing champion to infection champion in a very little period of time. I mean, why are infections multiplying in the world's most jabbed country?
Okay, so tell me why you think.
Well, the jab was never intended to stop the transmission of the disease. The jab was never intended to stop you from getting the disease. I mean, that was in the submission papers that both Pfizer and Moderna submitted to the FDA in order to get their emergency use authorization. The only thing it was ever designed to do is that when you get COVID, which of course this will not stop you from getting it, was that it would help to mitigate mild to moderate symptoms. That is the official paperwork that's available. You can see that yourself at the FDA. And so, but of course, the media that's being, you know, reimbursed heavily by Big Pharma to get the fear out as much as possible. People just, they never told the truth from the beginning. Now, when you said, I don't want to call Jack an anti-vaxxer, I'm someone who just wants informed consent. I just want to see informed consent practice. Tell somebody before they get the jab that there is definitely a risk with this, as the CDC has reported just in the last year, over 1 million adverse reactions to this injection.
Why do you believe what the CDC, let's stop with that. Why do you believe what the Center for Disease Confusion says? Because they change.
That's a good question.
I don't believe them.
The reason why is it gets reported through the VAERS system, the Vaccine Adverse Effect Reporting System, where hospitals, even patients themselves, can fill out a report. It takes about 30 minutes to fill the thing out. Which I think they've created that way in order to, help people or try to inspire people not to do it because it's so tedious. But Johns Hopkins Medical School says we think it's only 1%. It only represents 1% because most things simply are not reported anymore. And the vaccine companies, since 1986, have been granted immunity from any kind of liability that might be associated with their vaccines. And so I just tell my patients, you got to read this for yourself. The evening news people, what the heck do they know about medicine? You know, they're only saying what they've been paid to say. Yeah. You need to look at this stuff yourself, and there's plenty of on-site sources. And then when you look at the literally more than 3,000 virologists, immunologists, pathologists, as well as practicing physicians who have been deplatformed, who've lost their licenses, lost their hospital privileges because they've been warning people, listen, we don't have any long-term tests on this stuff. This stuff was rushed through. And when we look at the content of these cocktails, we think maybe you better think twice about doing this. And, of course, they are severely punished for this, not the least of which is to lose their license to practice.
Mm-hmm. So, well, but you more and more every day see people that are being sidelined because of misinformation. So you could be one of those people. However it is that the people that are espousing Joe Rogan and his flap with Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, and what that's just the latest example of all of this stuff getting so publicized and politicized. And the reason I saw somebody else on Spotify who supposedly was espousing views that were not according to mainstream thinking, whatever that means, and so under the circumstances they get cast aside or they get denigrated
eliminated. That's true, but look at Rogan gets in, you know, the whole thing that's playing up in the media now is because of Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, but they don't talk about the fact that a couple of weeks ago he had Robert Malone on there for 3 hours, the inventor of the mRNA vaccine, who said don't do it. But they don't play that one. That's not controversial.
Why does he say don't do it? What is there about
it? Because it's not. He says it's not what we thought it was. And there's too many people being hurt by it.
Well, but I don't know anybody's been hurt by it, honestly.
Oh, I thought I've had five patients die from it.
Oh, have you? From the shots?
Yeah, I haven't had any patients die from COVID, but I've had five so far die from the vaccine. I know they died from the vaccine? Because it was in a matter of hours to a week or two, and they were in perfect health following their second injection.
All right, well, that's a good reason to stop at the second injection, Richie, I guess. This is Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We continue our focus on you and your health from Jack's perspective. You can go to his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, to get the connection to all of the GAPS information. Later on in the hour, we're going to talk about the GAPS connection and how what's going on in the health of your gut is so important for everything. It's a theme that's constant on this program for good reason. And we also are going to talk about ear infections here on the DJV Health Program, among many other things. Let's talk right now about your weight and the problem that you have keeping weight off your body. And if you have gone on a diet and you've lost some weight, and maybe even like me, I travel a lot and I'm eating a lot of airplane food.
Yeah.
The ice cream sundaes are good, I'll tell you that. Actually, the food is much better now than it was, but there's quite a lot of it, and I'm not smart enough to say no, so here we go. And so I find my weight fluctuating, even though I am on Calitrin. I'm probably my own worst enemy when it comes. I mean, I'm not heavy. I weigh 4 or 5 or 6 pounds more than I want, and I've probably got another inch on my waist that I don't like. I'm certainly not the poster boy for this. The people who have gained 30, 40, 50 pounds and have added 3, 4, 5 inches to their waistline, you're the ones that I'm speaking to right now, and you're the ones I'm hoping you'll be helped by my information. Basically, it isn't my information. I'm going to send you to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. It's their information. If you have a problem keeping weight off, this is the website to go to. This is the product to use. This is the way to get results. Toploss.com, the home of Calitrin. And when you're all done convincing yourself, yep, this is the right thing to do, then when you check out, you use the DJV code and you get the 9090 special. You're getting fit, and actually there's a contest. If you go to toploss.com, you want to see how fit you can get using this product, look at their website, toploss.com, for the Get Fit contest, the 2022 Get Fit contest at toploss.com.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack, one of two that we have everywhere. Actually, Jack has his own podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is a cool place to go to get lots of information. But then if you want to keep up with what he's been saying on the program, then you go to DJVHealthShow.com, or in fact, wherever you get your podcast. Get the DJV Health Show podcast free. Check in with Jack. All the information, DJVHealthShow.com, or as I said, wherever you get your podcast.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here on DJV Health for the first weekend of February, and the focus is on the cold weather, the snow, whether people are getting, you know, sick because they go out and they shovel the snow, or are they getting sick because they're exposed to cold? The answer to that is, in my wheelhouse, no. You don't get it because of those things. They may help sort of push along what already is going on in your body. I always got a kick out of my mother telling me if I go out in the snow, I'm going to catch cold. And I never did. I don't like the cold. Listen, don't get me wrong.
Well, what did your mother feed you?
My mother fed me lots of chicken soup and things that were, you know, handy for, without knowing it, but handy for keeping your immune system. I look back on it now, and it was pretty basic American food. You know, it was a lot of, we ate a lot of pot roast, and we had a lot of American chop suey. I'm just thinking about some of the things.
You mean she didn't take you to McDonald's every day on the way to school to get your breakfast?
We never, I don't know that McDonald's actually existed when I was a kid.
Well, yeah.
Not like it does now. I mean, they were around in the...
But you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
You were fed food as a child, so you were healthy as a child.
I had lunch at school. I was one of those few geeks. I had a quarter, and I would buy my lunch. My lunch was whatever was being fed to me, plus a bottle of milk, a carton of milk, and whatever it was, there was cookies or whatever for dessert. But we always had, you know, like on Friday, we had fish because it was the Catholics
fish,
had a fish on Friday. So we did that. And then we had, we never had pizza. We never had anything that was doughy. We might have chicken one day. We might have, we'd have beef in the form of sloppy joes, you know, stuff like that. But it was never the stuff that you see today. Oof,
man. Well, that's it. And so you had a human organized immune system. And today what kids have are food culture organized immune systems. Now, the thing I want to point out here is that when you and I were in grade school, you know, back in the 50s and 60s, or the 50s anyway.
Yeah.
According to the CDC...
There wasn't much grade school activity in the 60s. It was high school and college. But anyway, go ahead.
But according to the CDC, there was less than 2% of children in America that had chronic diseases. This is about 1954-55.
Mm-hmm.
Today, over 53%
Everybody's
of children,
a special needs patient. Everybody's got, whether it's special needs because of your physical stuff, whether it's physical or mental or emotional, you got ADHD. I mean, it is nuts, all of this stuff.
Our environment is so poisoned. Mm-hmm. These kids are getting it in their food. They're getting it from commercial foods. They're loaded with glyphosate.
The people that run these big companies, ChemChina, Dow, DuPont,
yep.
Bayer, they ought to be brought out back and shot for what they do.
well, that's it, because the bottom line and the quarterly reports are more important than the health of the people that they're supplying food to.
It's a business. Bring it to the bottom line. Yeah.
So when you bring all the environmental toxins and poisons, vaccines not the least of which, and what they breathe and what they're drinking and what they're eating and what they're putting on their skin and what they're washing their hair with and slathering their face after the shave when they start learning how to shave, and the perfumes and the hair conditioners and the cleaners in the house, you can't get away from living chemically anymore, and it is taking a great toll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't make any difference where you go. It doesn't make any difference.
Now, there are websites you can go to help you replace a lot of commercial things that you think your life is impossible without.
And
with less toxic. Well, the Weston A. Price.
Yes,
WestonAPrice.org in Southern California. And there are others, but this is one of the premier groups.
They went out of their way to support me when I was milking cows, selling raw milk on my farm.
Yeah.
They were really all about that. All right, we continue with our focus on you and your health from Jack's perspective. Always interesting, compelling info. That's what we're about here on
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Mike Pence breaking with the former President Donald Trump, speaking in Lake Buena Vista, Florida yesterday. Pence said Trump was wrong to publicly criticize him for not trying to overturn the election results.
I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president.
The Republican National Committee formally censuring two GOP House members, Wyoming's Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, targeted for their membership on the House committee investigating last year's attack on the U.S. Capitol. They also voted to impeach now former President Trump. This is USA Radio News. Thanks to a winter storm, Tennessee currently has the most lights still out, but plenty are still in the dark in New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. As far as flights are concerned, cancellations and delays have been piling up again into the thousands. The advice remains, check ahead before you go to the airport. Friday was National Wear Red Day, part of the American Heart Association's ongoing campaign to remind women that they are not just at higher risk than men for heart attacks, but in fact, heart attacks are the number one cause of death in women. Dr. Noelle Berry-Mers of Cedars-Sinai Hospital telling CBS News,
"We are doing this because of the rising cardiovascular death rates in women, particularly younger women under the age of 50, and particularly women of color. And this started before the pandemic, but it has been exacerbated by the pandemic."
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here, the second half hour of our weekly get-together. The latest at ForbiddenDoctor.com is a focus on 5G. You refer to it as the death ray. I have been, I'm onto this stuff, and much of your influence gets to me, but I have a mind of my own. You don't think for me. I can think for myself. And when I look around and saw all of this stuff, and it was, for me, it was a testament to, once again, how big, huge businesses. Look, I'm a capitalist. I know we have to have business, because other than that, if we don't have business, we don't have jobs.
Sure.
We have no economy. We have nothing. But to have these people at Verizon and AT&T smear everybody who says, look out, 5G is bad for you, go after the airlines, and just try to, they make a mockery out of science and reality. Is it, I don't, and it isn't just 5G. Victoria on my DJV show says, I probably already have 5G on my iPhone, and maybe I do and maybe I don't. I don't know, but I don't like the implication, and the airline thing is only part of it, because I see and feel literally and figuratively all of the waves that are around us. Television, that's a wave that comes into your house. The internet, that's another wave that comes into your house for your computers. The waves that come off of the computer screen and hit you. The waves from 3G, 4G, 5G, 10G, 18, whatever the hell it is, those are all things that are bombarding your brain and your body. Right? We pay no attention because we can't see it. And after all, Verizon wouldn't do anything to hurt us. Huh.
Yeah. Well, again,
I comes down. I catch you in the napping there, Jack.
No. Well, I was just kind of waiting for you to make a point, and you made a point sooner than I was expecting.
Yeah.
It comes down to dollars. It comes down to promotions. It comes down to golden parachutes. It comes
then
down
what
to.
We could talk about all this stuff and how bad it is, but we need to take care of ourselves. So the hell with these guys. They're going to do their thing. We're not going to stop them. It just is a big, huge machine that goes on and on and on. So what does the individual do to help he or she or the family be protected against this stuff?
Well, I'm going to tell you a great website. It's called SynergyScience.com/DRJack for a great discount. SynergyScience.com/DRJack. And what this is an outfit that's located in Utah. In fact, the people behind this actually are patients of mine. And what they have imported into our country from Germany, who developed the engineering behind this, is a device. You don't have to plug it in. You just put it somewhere in the house that helps to neutralize the electricity that's in the air. Now, by that I mean when you have a Wi-Fi, you've got a router somewhere in your house or more than one.
Mine's right behind me.
It's sending out the Wi-Fi signal. Now, these devices are using much more electrical energy than they really need to send that signal. But they're in competition with several other companies, and so they can't lose any ground, so they all overpower these signals to get that. You don't need much of an electrical push to move a Wi-Fi signal, but these routers are just jam-packed with much more than they need, and it electrifies the air. If you went outside in your cold air there right now after this incredible snowstorm you guys just got in Massachusetts, there is about 1 to 2 volts of electricity in a cubic meter of atmosphere. What these devices do is raise it to as much as 4 volts per cubic meter of airspace in order to have an electrical signal move through the air to carry that Wi-Fi.
Okay.
And that is the danger part, because there are various parts inside of our body, something called the voltage-gated calcium channels, that moves calcium in and out of cells, moves it around the body, that are disaffected, I should say, by the presence of this electrical energy. And the synapses in the brain are electrical. And when you start introducing an electrical force into the body is not genetically designed to handle. It will affect brain synapses, not the least of which are communications in airplanes around airports.
Yeah.
So when you look at...
Yeah, I mean, you get it. You understand the connection between all these things. But so maybe these people should be sponsors, or at least we should have somebody on the program from
You know
there.
What? That's a good idea.
As sponsors for your local show in Salt Lake and sponsors of this program, because people who are listening have an affinity for you and your information, so they would certainly gravitate to this. I certainly would. I'd want to have one of these things. I have a little Ray machine now that drives mice away. I don't know whether...
Same principle.
Yeah.
The same principle. We have problems with voles in our backyards. They're just tailless mice.
Yeah.
And they'll chew your grass to pieces underneath the snow all winter long.
Mm-hmm.
But there's these devices, little electrical devices you can stick at different, like an antenna, at different places in the soil that drives them away.
Yeah. All right. So there is much to be concerned about, much to be the construct of information today is so varied, and how people get their info is so confusing. I wonder in 100 years from now if we'll even be able to think anymore. I really do. I wonder about with each successive generation that's being fed more and more baloney, literally and figuratively, are we all going to be automatons? We'll all be regulated by some robot who thinks more than we do. I mean, we certainly aren't doing a great job of teaching youngsters anything. They're as vapid. Most of the kids that I know are just vapid. They're not. Unfortunately, my family believes in education, and so the youngsters are being challenged. The grandchildren are being challenged all the time with new information and new ways of learning. They don't watch television, or they don't see all of the stuff Sesame Street is now coming into Miles' wheelhouse, but when he was 3 years old, he wasn't looking at screens. 4 years old, 5 years old. We were talking about that, my children and I, together for a little outdoor party last Sunday, and we were talking about that and how it is that you make children. My grandson, the new grandson that's 3 months old, is so aware of everything going on around him. It's wonderful. But do you want to spoil that by giving him exposure? And I think both my children have followed that course, for thank heavens, of not exposing the children when they're young to any of this stuff on screens, because your neurons or whatever it is that's in your brain can't handle it. Dr. Jack, we continue in a matter of moments. Here's a problem that I want to solve for you, or help you solve for yourself, actually, and that's how to get a good night's rest. The CEO of MyPillow is a fellow that is involved in controversy. Nothing to do with what comes out of the factory. MyPillow and MyPillow.com, you go to the website, loaded with all kinds of products that are excellent for you, for your home, and most notably, for getting a great night's rest. I sleep in the sheets. I sleep on the pillows. I dry myself with the towels that come from MyPillow. Good products made by good people, and there's good value. And plus, all the things that come out of the MyPillow product catalog get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets. There's an offer. Buy one, get one free that you ought to take advantage of, whatever your color. I just got some flannel sheets. Buy one, get one free, because I love, if I'm here in the cold weather, I want to sleep on flannel sheets. It's just like in the summertime, the Giza sheets are so cool. The cotton is so breathable that it keeps the bed cool. But in the wintertime, we want flannel, so you got flannel. All those sheets and all the products are available at MyPillow.com. Pick out your favorite one, order it, use the DJB code when you check out on the Radio Listener Specials page. Look at that box, put in DJV. The Giza Dream Sheets right now, again, buy one, get one free. Enter the promo code DJV for all the great MyPillow specials. That's DJV at MyPillow.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
You've already been lied to. You've already paid a ton of money to someone who did lie to you. And it's hard to come to someone like me and say, Ariel, I trust that you're going to do what's right for me.
This is Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group, the timeshare cancellation expert. We're not just here to cancel your timeshare completely. We're here to provide you with the best customer service of your life.
I deal with clients from all walks of life. I actually have a client right now who is an attorney. I have doctors. They were still taken advantage of. And it's not just the mom and pop. It's everybody faces this. They've been lied to. They are nervous. They're scared. But we're going to get you out of this.
I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare contract or you'll pay nothing.
My name is Ariel. I'm a resolution specialist at Wesley Financial Group.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation kit. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040. 800-729-4040.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Back with Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on how to treat ear infections with apple cider vinegar. This is something I never would have thought of this. That's why I love having you on. We have ear infections a lot in the cold weather months. Youngsters seem to have them. I guess that's the place to start. What causes an ear infection?
Well, the two most commonly caused ear or the bacteria are E. coli and Staph aureus. And our bodies are covered with E. coli and Staph aureus. You can't get away from that any more than get away from viruses. But
that would cause
natural
BO, underarm
No, no, that's a different bacteria that will grow there.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that your body, we have on the skin, we have something called the acid mantle. It's been referred to that because your skin should be about 4.5 to 6 on the pH scale, which is slightly acidic. So that anything landing there is not going to last very long before the skin destroys it. Now, because of environmental poisons and a lot of food choices, we have a tendency to get a little too alkaline, and it allows the E. coli and the Staph aureus to overgrow. Now, something that really surprises me in modern medicine is that every time they discover what the hill people, as they refer to them, or the old, you know, healers in the remote areas of the country, this is what they do. This is what people have been doing for hundreds, if not thousands of years to control ear infections. Because we know apple cider vinegar, if Mother Nature made one particular ingredient on this planet that addresses arthritis, it addresses diabetes, it addresses heart and cancer problems, it's apple cider vinegar, let alone weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
So what this study that came out said, if you take a 50-50 mixture of just lukewarm water and apple cider vinegar and with a child, and you get some of that mixture into an eyedropper, and you have them tilt their head off to the side, put in about 4 to 5 drops, keep it there for a couple of minutes to make sure the drops get all the way to the ear canal, then tip their head the other way and let it come back out, and then put in a little clean cotton ball to keep anything else from getting in there.
Yeah.
And then do that to both sides. Even the side that is not having pain, the non-infected side, you do the same thing. And you do it 4 or 5 times a day. And within 24, 48 hours, it's all over with without ever having to give them an antibiotic that messes up the gut. Now, there are people, when I explain this to patients, there are patients who say, well, the child won't let me put apple cider vinegar. Well, that's why we use something called Calamo, which is a very powerful acidifier. And if you're starting to get a cold sore, if you're starting to get a little scratchy throat because you think a cold's coming on, if you can feel some pain in the inner ear that might be an ear infection because you've got them in the past, you take about 4 or 5 of these Calamos, swallow them down. They're very salty. You have to swallow them quickly.
Fast. Yeah.
And I'm telling you, within 20 to 30 minutes, most of those symptoms have disappeared.
All right, so this is a product from Standard Process that you can get at Jack's office at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So you want to use Calamo. I use both of them, frankly, but I've never put apple cider vinegar in my ear.
Yeah. Well, you go to orders at ForbiddenDoctor.com, at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and just say, hey, I want some more information about this.
Yeah, well, I mean, either that or just order it and try it.
You can't order it directly from the website.
You cannot order it.
No, we're still having some arguments with Standard Process.
Oh, all right. Anyway, well, however you do it, it's important that you do it. That's what's important.
Go to your store and get the organic form of apple cider vinegar, 50-50 mixture, a few drops in each ear, and use lukewarm water. The children really don't mind it that much. It's just they don't like the smell of the apple cider vinegar, although some people just think it's great.
Yeah, well, it's good for your innards as well.
Well, it is.
We were talking about Rich McFadden and the controls. He has a glass of it every day, and I'm not every day, but I'm on it, and so are you. And you is Jack, and I'm Doug. This is DJV Health at 10 before the hour.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. A great start to 2022 is within reach with an Amazon Prime membership. With shopping, entertainment, and even savings benefits, Prime helps members save time and money and stay entertained in the new year. Prime members get exclusive savings and deals, plus fast, free delivery on millions of everyday items. Not to mention free 2-hour grocery delivery from Amazon Fresh and exclusive discounts and free pickup from Whole Foods Market in select areas. And one of Prime's newest benefits gives members savings on prescriptions at more than 60,000 local pharmacies nationwide, plus Amazon Pharmacy, where Prime members get free 2-day shipping. That's not all. Prime is bringing the fun to the new year with access to movies, shows, music, and more on Prime Video and Amazon Music, all included with Prime membership. To learn more or sign up for a 30-day free trial, visit Amazon.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Continuing on now with DJV Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here for everybody's listening and dancing pleasure. I've never actually seen you dance, now that I think about it. You and Mary, I'd like to see you and Mary. Next time I go visit, let's go someplace, and I'll sit on the sidelines and watch you and Mary dance.
You sure it's not just to see Mary dance?
Maybe, yeah, that might be better.
She's a dancer.
Yeah. Okay, so there is a health news organization called Gut News, and they suggest in their tutelage that their gut news is easy to digest.
That's cute.
Okay, so the focus is on beneficial gut microbes and how they can alleviate side effects of chemotherapy, among other things. I thought that would be an interesting place to go, and also tied to that, in terms of gut microbiomes, is that how you pronounce that? Microbiomes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Microbiomes. There are two questions here. Is long COVID risk tied to what's in your gut? And the answer to that is yes, I can even answer that. But then I wonder about whether if you have really strong gut strength, whatever you want to call it, does that help alleviate the problems people have taking chemotherapy in a pill, because there are various types of chemotherapy. So you want to start with long COVID first?
There are some indigenous tribes in Africa that they have, and the only way you can really analyze the microbiome of the gut is to examine the poop through microscopes.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some tribes in Africa that are virtually disease-free. And they're rather primitive groups.
Mm-hmm.
And we can find the same thing in the upper Amazon areas of South America, where they're untouched by the foods of commerce. And they have, in one report I saw, they have as much as 90 to 100% more beneficial bacteria in their gut than the average American does.
Is that because of what we eat, then?
Because of what we eat.
Yeah.
You know, if you went vegan for, say, a month, and then you went carnivore for a month, and then you went vegan for a month, you'd get really sick doing that. But
yeah.
But I want to make a point here, is that the microbiome in the gut would alter to what you're eating, mm-hmm. even with drastic changes like that. And as Hippocrates told us 2,400 years ago, all disease begins in the gut. Medicine is finally beginning to discover that. But people involved with natural medicine have known for a long time. If you want to improve the body's resilience against disease and infectious properties or possibilities, you have to strengthen and improve the health of the gut. I've often made the statement, I didn't come up with it, Dr. McBride in England and Oxford did, but she said, over 90% of all the DNA inside of our body is not human. Only 10% is human.
Huh?
90% is that microbiome that lives inside of us.
Really?
There are more cells involved with the microbiome than there
so
are cells in the human
it,
body.
But a lot of us eat similarly, then you would think that our DNA would be more, but everybody's DNA is different, and so that's how they, you know, they...
Well, your DNA will also alter based on what you eat. In other words, you can affect the DNA of your children, with especially mom. With what she eats her developing years as preteen through teenage. Mm-hmm. And then by the time she's reproductive ready, her DNA has already been altered from what her mother gave her. Mm-hmm. And it will alter in her children based on the foods. And the problem with a lot of the food choices that we have is that they're woefully lacking in micronutrients that the body needs to work.
By design.
Well, I won't argue that.
Because the people who create those big four or five companies that control the food supply also are the same people that control the drug business.
Yeah.
And it's pretty simple. We've said this over and over again. You eat bad food, and then they want you to eat to take their drugs so you can get better, which you know, you just masks most of the time. So in terms of COVID-19, complications and symptoms last longer with people who do not have a healthy gut.
Absolutely.
I guess that's basically the bottom line here.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and you know how conscious Mary and I are of gut health.
Yeah,
and I have
of
taken care of, I've lost count of how many COVID sick people I've taken care of in the last 2 years. I haven't had so much as the sniffles, except for one day about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, this is a research paper that lasted for 6 months, and as you suggest, they looked at the poop to see what was going on, and the infected patients who showed symptoms of long COVID, their health
care
got
gut.
Their poop was
yep.
not wasn't good.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. All right. So there's the answer to that question. Dr. Jack always has good answers to important questions here on the DGB Health Program. 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.